Oh, back in the sanctuary of my car, which is only a few steps from Elstree Studios, that legendary place where so many films have been made. And today I was at a sci-fi convention called the Elstree Empire Day, all around Star Wars. And to be honest, a lot to do with kind of the props and the production of Star Wars. It cost me 110 quid for the ticket, which I bought as a part of my 40 at 40. 40 things I'm doing this year in my year of being 40 that I've never done before. And I've never been to a sci-fi convention. Star Wars plays a very big part in my past. It played a huge part in my childhood. The toys, the universe around Star Wars, the films, seen them all many, many times. And I do have a very close connection to Star Wars in that way. So how do I feel about today? I can't help but think there are certain organisers who think that there is a lot more juice left to squeeze out of this very lucrative sci-fi universe than there actually may be. And there's a few hardcore collectors who are being made to, I guess, mop up those drips with their cash. I'm glad I came, don't get me wrong, but I don't think I'll be going to another sci-fi conference or convention again, because it just didn't seem to be done right. I'm not the only one that thought that, because at lunchtime in the bar, a few people were like, I paid 60 quid for my ticket. They had standard tickets, I had a gold ticket. 60 quid! It's just queues and queues and queues of people waiting for signatures. It should have been called an autograph convention, I think, because it was like, wheel out whoever you can get, whoever's going to turn up, whoever's not too famous to care, stick them down there and make everybody wait for hours, or pay 15 quid and wait for hours if they didn't have the gold ticket, and get some signatures done. Yeah. There were some amazing people there with incredible histories, and I was enthralled by a couple of the people. I got a couple of online conversations, but mostly offline conversations. Here's a few of the names. I mean, it was quite interesting because you started off and, you know, the first person you see when you walk in is Gary Kurtz, the producer. Obviously, you know, a man who's been involved in so many amazing projects, but is pretty famous for his producing of a couple of the Star Wars films. You've got Dave Prowse, who played Darth Vader. You've got Kenny Baker as R2-D2. You've got John Morton, who played Dak, but also Boba Fett, briefly. Then a lot of the specialist prop looker-afterers and painters, Ron Punter, Ronnie Taylor, the camera operator, Peter Taylor, the focus puller. I met most of these people. Rusty Goff, he was a Jawa and a gonk droid and a cabe. Don't even know what a cabe is. Michael Ford, of course, the set director. Toby Lofthouse, Patrick Ginter, that's Imperial Officer Patrick Ginter, and the prop supervisor, Toby Lofthouse. Then weird and wonderful people like Nick Joseph, who was the guy holding the medals at the end of Star Wars. The rebel pilot, Victor Gallucci. And it was kind of strange having, you know, people like what was he called? Jamie Harcourt, Clapper Loader, sat at the end. And, you know, I'm speaking to some of these people. Do you do this very often? They're like, no, it's my first time. You know, they kind of phoned me up last minute. And I'm thinking, that's kind of strange in a way. It isn't, it isn't. He looked like he was enjoying himself for the first few hours. But when people come along and dump 15 identical posters down in front of you and they've paid 15 quid a signature, not to you, but you're probably getting your fee, well, your hand gets achier and achier and achier as this person who you're signing for, you know, insists you don't put any name on it because obviously it doesn't make it sellable. You know, you just might as well just say, can you write Dear eBay Winner and your signature. And they don't even look these people in the eye. There's a couple of people, you know, Luke's stuntman, Colin Skeeping. I really wanted to. He did loads of stunts from different people. And he has done in many different films. He even worked with the legendary Dar Robinson. And I'm thinking, I really would like to talk to you. But there's a kind of an army of collectors standing behind me on this queue that they've already been in for an hour staring at me saying, don't hold a conversation. They're not human. They are there just to make us money. And when they die, they're going to make us more money. That's how it felt. And I just wanted to connect with these people, with the humanity of these people. So you kind of hoped that when you were going to go through to the room behind the bar, where there were a couple of chairs and badly amped microphones set up, that you would hear more humanity, I guess, from what is, you know, a money-making machine laid out. You got to buy tickets to see this money-making machine, though, which is random. And it was okay, the conversations. I didn't attend all of them. Great one with Gary Kurtz. Fascinating individual who was happy to answer anything and was very candid of his thoughts of what George Lucas has done to the Star Wars empire, this regurgitating and remastering and messing with stuff. He said, look, it was finished. Stop messing with it. You know, stop adding, you know, buildings and dinosaurs to places that should be isolated edge of the galaxy CD bars. They were pretty much his words. You know, I guess he feels some of the Star Wars legacy has been ruined by this intent to repackage and resell, which is all that today was, really, I guess. I learned an awful lot. That's one of the reasons why I'm glad to be here. There are some people out there so driven, so focused, so single-minded in their collection of signatures or anything connected with these universes that we viewed on the big screen that, you know, just brushing past a stormtrooper sets these people off on some kind of weird, excited kind of... Oh, I don't want to get dirty, but you can tell that some people got a little bit too excited. Yet, it wasn't totally in a fan sense. There were those people, and there were a couple of people who seemed as bewildered as me, but mostly it seemed to be an industry day. People trading in signatures and it's quite interesting. Use this pen, please. Sign it just here. I need to get a photograph of you signing it. So I've got Providence and the whole shebang. And very cold, very hard. And, you know, you forget. I'm standing in exactly the same spot that Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Vader had a fight with lightsabers. In fact, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi's house as well, and another scene. Let's recreate this. Stop everything for a moment. Stop the money machine and let's see two modern-day stuntmen dressed up as Obi-Wan and Darth Vader come in and put on an amazing lightsaber fight. There was none of that. There was none of the magic. There was none of the theatre. There was none of the cinematic wonderment. Nothing that really... I guess the closest is when you walk through the Kurtz Joiner collection, almost feeling guilty to look at anything because there are signs up, no photographs, no video, no. And I said to one of the security guards, is it okay if I record audio in here? You can't record anything. Can I just talk about and explain what I'm looking at? No, you'll have to speak to the bosses. And they don't understand that all of these things contain stories which I think are more valuable to be shared than waiting one day for, you know, a piece of the Millennium Falcon to come up in an auction so that someone can pay a ridiculous amount of money to lock it in a box. I did sit in one of the pilot seats from the Millennium Falcon, but only when the security guard turned his back for a brief second, and it was good. Because I remember that seat. I'm thinking I've sat in Luke's all-hand seat right now. And that kind of had a little bit of magic. So, you know, I'm not all harshness. I do feel a connection. But that was something that was strictly forbidden, strictly not allowed. And there's Luke's lightsaber there behind three panes of glass. And there's something else degraded and battered and knackered from all those many, many years ago. So any of the magic that is left and connected to the Star Wars legacy is kept in cages and wheeled out to be bolted onto the side of this autograph factory. So think twice should you be considering to come to one of these places. If you are a trader in this kind of stuff, then I appreciate it might well be your business, and you may not have been the overly anal, uber-focused, large tube-carrying 15-poster signature-wanting rude individual that was stood behind me tutting because I wanted to talk to the human being who was almost, I don't know, I don't want to say imprisoned behind this table, made to sign, because I'm sure some people were enjoying the attention, even if it kind of got tired in the afternoon. Yeah, I've been to a sci-fi convention. I'm ticking it off.